What time is it? It is Sunday service time. Welcome to Let's Do a Radio Second Sunday Service, July 10th, 2022. I am Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Baku Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. I have certainly missed this preaching live and in living color, and we want our listeners to prepare themselves by putting your best foot forward with this Preach Her, Pastor B, also known as Pastor Beatrice Jenkins. So please
Thank
put your hands together and welcome her out of Little Rock, Arkansas, as she greets us after this arousing spiritual applause. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Yes.
Amen. I am so excited that you joined us for our second Sunday service, a time to decree with Pastor B. Amen. I am excited about your future and what God is doing for you in this season. I don't know about you, but I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. This is our sanctuary today. We're doing it through the radio. Amen.
Yes,
and I don't know about you, but there's going to be healing and deliverance today. I need
you
to get somebody on this radio station. Let them know it's time. It's time to decree with the preacher. You're myself, Pastor B. Let them know. Come on. It's going to be power in the broadcast. Oh, God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, I'm so thankful for this opportunity to our most efficient host, our beautiful host, Ms. Inez. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
You are welcome.
Oh, we're so grateful to share the word of God to the people of God. Again, tell somebody it's time. It's time to decree what has to be. We're looking for a high time. We're looking for a high time in the Lord. I don't know what you did today. I don't know what type of service that you had today. But, hey, come on. We're getting ready to go even higher. Oh, my God, on this evening. Get somebody on this radio station. Pull over, whatever you need to do, because it's going to be awesome. It's going to be anointed, and it's going to be powerful. Truly, there
is
a word from the Lord. Following this greeting, amen, this prayer will be Minister Armani Jenkins, my daughter. She's coming with the prayer. And also our monthly time check, the month of July. She has some words for us, amen. So let's also applaud and give her a hand as she comes to pray.
Yes. Thank you, Miss Armani. Yes.
Amen. Let us go to God.
Amen.
Father God,
amen.
Jesus, bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, all the praise, because you are worthy. You are worthy of all of our praise. All the glory belongs to you. We thank you, Lord, that we are here in July, another month, another day, hallelujah, that we've never seen before. We know that this is the seventh month, hallelujah, and seven is the number of completion. So we thank you, Lord, for what you are completing in our lives in this month, hallelujah. Every storm is being completed. Every trial is being completed. Every tribulation is being completed. That sickness has been completed in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for your grace, hallelujah, upon your people, your grace, hallelujah, your mercy that we don't deserve. We thank you, God, for being a loving God. We thank you for being the God of a second chance. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for every blessing you bestowed upon us. Now we ask, Lord Jesus, at this time, that you would rain down, hallelujah. You said when praises go up, blessings come down.
Rain down on your
people today. Rain down in our homes. Rain down in our cars, God. Rain down on our jobs.
Rain down
on every listener, wherever we are. Oh, my God, wherever they may be. Come into every living room. Come into every bedroom, every kitchen, into every car. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. There is nowhere that we can go where you are not. And we praise your holy name for raining down. Hallelujah. Blessings. We thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Coming through every phone. Your presence coming through every tablet, your phone, oh my God, every
every laptop. Your presence,
yes,
hallelujah,
yes,
filling every,
yes,
space, filling every atmosphere. We thank you, God, for your Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah.
Come on, man.
Infiltrating,
yes,
us right,
yes,
now. And we thank you, God, for the word. Hallelujah. That you have on today. Open up our minds, God. Open up our hearts to,
thank,
receive,
you,
God. We need a word from you, God. We're,
yes,
hungry.
We do.
Hallelujah. We're thirsty. Hallelujah. We're seeking after you, God. We're chasing after you, God.
Come on,
we
now.
We can't get enough of you, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
it doesn't matter,
name,
if,
yes,
we've already,
yes,
had a service today. We're coming before,
come
you
on,
yet again. Hallelujah. Because we're still,
yes,
hungry. Hallelujah. I need,
yes,
a refill.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Is there anybody,
woo,
that needs a refill? I,
come,
need
on,
seconds.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I need courage,
yes,
God. Of the bread.
Yes.
Oh,
come on.
Of the bread of life.
Yes.
I need,
come
a
on,
refill, God. Fill up,
yes,
my cup,
come on,
Jesus,
fill me up. Fill
in
up
the
cup,
name,
yes,
of Jesus, of the living water.
Yes.
And we bless your holy name because you've already done it.
Yes.
It is so.
Yes. Yes.
It is so.
Yes.
It is so.
Yes, it
is.
Is
so.
Yes, it is.
We praise
it
you
is
because so. We praise you because it's,
yes,
already,
thank,
done.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've filled every need.
Already.
In the name of Jesus, you've met every need.
Mighty
in
name.
Our lives. Hallelujah. Only,
yes,
you know. Hallelujah. Yes. What it is your people need on today.
Yes.
And it is only,
yes,
you, God, who can fulfill, who can
only
satisfy.
You.
In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God,
yes,
that you have done,
yes,
it yet again. In,
I,
Jesus' name, we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. It is now.
Amen.
Time for this month's time check. Amen. It is now time for this,
yes,
month, the month of July, the time check. In this month's time check, Radio Land, is it time to walk on it? I said it's,
yes,
time to walk on it. So many,
yes,
of us have,
come
been
on,
praying for a miracle. So many of us have been praying,
huh,
for a breakthrough. We've been praying for God to resolve some of our, oh my God, so many issues in our lives. But I'm here to let you know that after you've prayed on it, walk on,
yes,
it. After you believe God for it, walk on,
come
it.
Come on.
Why? Because we walk by faith. Hallelujah. And,
yes,
not by sight.
Do.
I said we walk by faith and not,
yes,
by sight. So in,
come
order
on,
to move in your faith, you first gotta walk.
Come on.
Tell somebody,
yes,
in your kitchen, in order to move in your faith, you,
yes,
got to walk. That means it's,
yes,
also time to put your spiritual shoes on. It's time to walk. That means it's time,
yes,
to keep moving. It's time to keep practicing. It's time to walk on water until your,
yes,
faith,
yes,
is manifested.
Yes, yes.
You prayed on it, now walk on it.
Come on.
You believed,
walk
on it,
on,
now walk on,
yep,
it. You spoke on,
come
it,
on,
you decreed,
come
on,
on
it, you declared,
yes,
on it, now,
yes,
walk on it.
Walk on it.
This,
yes,
has been,
yes,
your monthly time check of July.
Wow. Come
until
on
next
now.
Month,
come on.
Be blessed,
yes,
and keep walking.
Amen. 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 Amen.
God,
walk on it. You hear? Walk,
I know,
on
you
it.
Feel
walk
the presence
on it.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
My God.
Walk,
hallelujah,
on it.
Hallelujah.
Walk,
hallelujah,
on it.
Walk on it. My God.
Don't hide it.
Yes, Lord.
Walk,
yes,
on
Lord.
It. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes,
woo,
yes, walk on it.
I just feel the,
yes,
presence of God moving.
Yes.
Come on, just give God a praise,
yes,
on
already.
It. Come on, put a praise,
come on, come
on it.
Come
my
on.
God.
Yes, woo, yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Walk on it, walk on,
yes,
it.
Yes, walk on it.
Walk
thank
on
you,
it.
Thank
come
you,
on.
Thank you.
Walk on,
yes,
it, walk on,
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, come on, give it a hand.
Walk on it. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Walk on it.
Yes.
Walk on it. 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 Walk on it
Bibles as you hear from Preach Her, Pastor B, also known as Pastor Beatrice Jenkins, from A Time to Decree. Preach, preacher, preach. But before we do, we're going to have a song, another song from the girls, Isabella, entitled Breathe on Me.
Was produced by Kristen Lockhart. Amen. He is the husband of Tasha Page Lockhart. Amen. Sunday Best winner. We thank God for their contribution to this song, Breathe on Me. Come on, just praise God. And, oh, God, for the fresh wind. Hallelujah. It's coming your way. Hallelujah.
Y'all
me,
go ahead and praise him.
My God. Breathe on me. Hallelujah. I just thank God. I thank God again for this opportunity. There is a word from the Lord. There is a word. Those of you who need to mute, please mute. Praise God. Thank you for coming in. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. It's time to decree. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor B, this is our second Sunday service right here.
Yes, amen.
Let's do it. Radio. My God. I already feel the presence of the Lord. If you haven't done so, get somebody. Let them know. Share the fire. Let them know to tune in. Hallelujah. Right now.
Yes.
Oh, God. As this word is getting ready to be deposited in your spiritual bank account. Amen. I thank God for what he's doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In my life. Praise the Lord. Can we just tell God thank you real quick? Tell him thank you. Right where you
are.
Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Truly again, we thank God for every listener. If you have your Bibles, I need you to turn with me. Hallelujah. To Deuteronomy 11:24. Joshua 1:3, and then 1 Corinthians 16:9. Deuteronomy 11:24 reads, every place where the sole of your foot, somebody say foot, every place where the sole of your foot treads will be yours, good God, your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the Euphrates River to the Mediterranean Sea, my God. Every place where your foot treads, your foot, my God. New Living Translation of Joshua 1:3 reads, I promise you, what I promised Moses, wherever you set foot, good God Almighty, somebody say foot. wherever you set foot, you will be on land that I have given you. I don't know who that is to, my God, but I'm going to read it again. I promise you what I promised Moses, Joshua, wherever you set foot, you will be on land I have given you. And then 1 Corinthians 16:9 reads, because a great door for effective work has opened to me, to you, there are many adversaries. Because a great door for effective work has been open to you, there are many enemies. There are many who will oppose you because of a great door has been opened for effective work. And everywhere your foot set, when you go through the door, I will give you that land. Your territory will extend from the desert to the sea. Ooh, I already feel the Holy Ghost. Radio land,
come on.
You know what time it is. Come on and lift those hands. Lift those hands. If you're driving, lift one hand, or you can just pull over. Lift those hands, and let's declare with a it shall be done unto me attitude. Let's declare it like the power of life and death is in our tongue. Oh, my God. Come on, lift those hands and say in Jesus' name.
Come on.
In Jesus' name, I decree and I declare that my territory is extended. My territory is extended, and all I need. need now is a foot in the door.
Yes,
all I need, good God Almighty. Somebody say, is a foot. Is a foot in the door. Ooh, come on,
in the door.
Wherever you are, and say, my territory. Look out, my side.
My territory
is enlarging. My territory will extend. Come on, come on, come on. For this season of enlargement, all I will need is a foot in the door. Just one foot, ladies and gentlemen. Just one foot. Look at my CD. Just one foot will enlarge my destiny. Just one foot in the door will enlarge my territory. Just one foot in the door will enlarge my blessing. I can't hear y'all. Just one foot in the door will enlarge my purpose. So I came to the preach some foot in the door, folk. Mama,
okay.
Where are the foot in the door, folk? Mama, who will agree that if I can just get a foot in the door, Mama, I can
gain
access to something.
Yes.
Ooh, what a foot in the door, folk. Let me say that again. That will agree with me that if I can just get a foot in the door, I can gain access to success. And how do we spell success? J-E-S-U-S.
Come on.
I wish I had somebody that was spelling with me. How do
Come
you
on.
Spell success?
J-E-S-U-S.
A foot in the door, because God will give me access to success, and my success is through Jesus. It's through Jesus because he holds the key to the door. It's through Jesus. I spell success, J-E-S-U-S, because Jesus is the only one that can open the door that no man can close. And close the door that no man can, I feel like preaching, can open. A foot in the door. Somebody say a foot in the door.
A
is
foot
my
in the door.
Chance for opportunity to do something bigger and to do something better. I decree and declare that my foot in the door will access my better. God Almighty. Oh, my God. A foot in the door will access my better. A better career. Better. A better home. Better. Better car. Better. Better relationship with Christ. Better. Better choices. Better. So I dare you. I dare you to look at whatever is trying to make you be satisfied with less and decree better. Jesus, have mercy. Look at it and say, I decree better. I dare you to look at your paycheck. Your paycheck and tell your paycheck better. I dare you to look at your job and say, better. Ooh, you may be driving a hoopty right now, but I dare you to look at that hoopty and say, better. Look at that abusive relationship that wants you to feel that you can't do no better and decree
better.
You've got to decree better because you know better. I decree better because I know better. I know what the word says. The Bible says no good thing will he withhold from those who walk upright. I decree better because I know better. Because David said, I was young, but now I'm old. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begged for bread. I decree better because I know better, because the Bible says, it is his will that I prosper. prosper and be in good health. Ooh. So I can decree, I want you to lift your hands and decree with me. I decree and declare better.
I decree and declare
better. Come on, say it again. I decree and
better.
I declare better.
Come on.
Because
I know better. Because I know.
Oh, I refuse
to
settle
for
love. You got to refuse to settle. So tell your situation, this ain't it, and this ain't all.
Mm. This ain't it.
You got to tell your situation, this ain't it. I know the English is not right.
Surely.
But this is how you have to say it to the enemy. This ain't it. And this ain't all. Somebody say, I will not be stuck. Oh, I will not be still stuck this time next week. I will not be still stuck this time next month. This time
come on.
Lord, this ain't it. Jesus.
Come on.
And
come
this ain't all. Somebody said the devil is a lie.
Yes.
The devil is a lie.
Because
God got something better for me.
Better. Yes, he does.
In fact, I tell you to lay hands on yourself. Lay hands on yourself and say, self.
Yes.
Come on, self. Hold on.
Self. Hold on.
Don't give up.
Self. Don't give up.
Don't quit.
Self.
Why? Because
don't quit.
Better day.
Yes.
Say, better.
Yeah.
Better day.
Better.
Ah,
more better.
Coming. So.
Yeah.
I wish I had some better praises.
Come on, we got some. We got some.
A better praise.
Come on, y'all. I'm opening. I'm opening some lines, y'all.
Ooh.
Come on. Praise
it again.
Y'all. Praise him.
I wish I had
praise him, y'all.
Better folk. Ooh.
Come on, lines.
God is looking for better folk.
Come on, praise
him. Bitter folk.
Better.
I refuse to be bitter.
Yeah.
I'll be better. My God.
Yeah.
I will be better. Because you can't get better till you get rid of bitter. Can I say that again? You cannot get better till you get rid of your bitter.
Because bitter
will limit you. But better takes the limit off. Bitter will limit you.
Great.
Better takes the limit off. There's no limitations with better. Oh, I decree and declare, lift those hands.
Yeah.
And say, I'm
come
in
on.
My season of no limit.
Yeah.
Because God is about to blow my mind.
Come on.
I'm in the season of no limit.
Yeah.
God is about to make a way out of nowhere. I'm in the season of no limit. God is about to do the impossible. I'm in the season. God Almighty.
Yeah.
Somebody decree and declare with me. I'm in the season of no limit. No limit to what my God can do. No limit.
No limit.
Miracle worker, promise keeper, I'm going from limitations to no limit.
Yeah.
God is doing the impossible in my life. No limit. No limits. I'm in the season of no limits. My past will not limit my future. I need you to decree that. I decree and declare. Here's another decree.
Yes, I decree and declare.
That my past will not limit my future.
Come on.
My God, y'all don't know in the shout. I decree
yes. Come on, y'all. Come on, you out there.
I decree and declare that my past will not limit my future.
Yeah.
I'm going from limitations to no limit. Ooh, God.
Yeah.
I'm going from the bottom to better. were refined to when you was on the bottom. But tell your business, I'm going from the bottom to better.
Yeah.
I've been on the bottom too long. I'm going from the bottom to better. No limits. And all I would need is a foot in the door. Because I'm woman with the issue of blood. I don't mind being like the woman with the issue of blood. I want it bad enough. Somebody say no limits.
Yeah.
When you want it bad enough, somebody say no limits.
Yeah.
How bad do you want your healing? No limits.
Come
How
on.
Bad
no
do you
limits.
Want your breakthrough? No limits. How
come
bad
on. Come on.
Jesus, have mercy. Somebody say no
limits. Yeah.
Oh, and to get it, all I will need is a foot in the door. Because
that's
my foot
need.
In the door. Listen.
Yes.
My foot, your foot in the door represents your faith. Oh, my God.
Come on.
Your foot in the door represents your faith. Somebody say, all I need is a little bit.
All I need
is a little bit. So Radio Land.
Yes.
Don't stop looking for the door, Jesus. Don't stop seeking the door, Abba. Don't stop asking for the door. Somebody say, I'm looking for the door.
Come on.
Somebody say,
I'm looking for the door.
Come on, I'm looking for the door.
I'm looking for the door.
I'm looking for the door to put my foot in it. Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
Everywhere I go, I'm asking the Lord, is this the door?
Yeah.
Every opportunity that comes my way, I'm asking and I'm wondering, God, is this, could this be the door? Every engagement that comes my way, I'm saying, Lord, is this possibly the door? Why? Because I don't want to step where you hadn't ordered me to step. I don't want to walk.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have not ordered me to walk. I don't want to trod where you have not ordered me to trod. That's why we have to pray, order.
Yes,
in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day.
Every day,
send your anointing, Halabosa. Father, I send your anointing. Put it on my foot. Put it on my big toe. Put it on the soul. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. In order to put your foot in the door. In order to put your faith in the door. In order to put your foot in the door, there are three things you need to do. I wish you would write these down if you can. Three things you must do, you must remember, in order to put your foot, your faith, your foot of faith, your faith foot, your foot in the door. The first thing you must do is put your foot down. Good God Almighty. Don't play with your promise. Put your foot down. Don't play with your purpose. Put your foot down. Don't play with your next level. Put your foot down. Don't you play with those generational curses. Somebody say the first thing is I got to put my foot down. I have to put my foot down.
Yeah.
Number two, to get your foot in the door, number two, you must put your best foot forward. Put your best foot forward. And don't have do on God. Don't have step God. Good God. Don't have step what he told you to do. Don't have step your calling. Don't have step. Step into your new territory. Foot forward. Where eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Put your back foot forward. Step by step. One foot. Somebody say at a time. Come on, one foot at a time. Number three. Somebody said number three is just for me. Number three. In order
number
to get your foot
for
in
me.
The door, in order to get your foot in the door, you cannot afford to be foot loose and fancy free. When trying to get what God has for you, you can't be foot loose, God Almighty, and fancy free to take back what the enemy has stolen from you. You cannot afford to be foot loose and fancy free. Somebody say, I can't be passive. Woo. Come on, I just created
class. I can't be passive.
Come on, I can't be passive. Come on. I can't be passive.
No, no.
I can't be passive. Because if you are, you need an attitude adjustment. God Almighty.
Wow.
You've got to be aggressively violent. God Almighty. Y'all missed that. Not be foot loose and fancy free. You must become, good God, aggressively violent. Somebody said, when was the last time you did an attitude adjustment? When was the last time you adjusted your attitude? Because your attitude determines your altitude.
You've got to be aggressively violent.
Why? Yes. Because the Bible says, the Bible says the kingdom suffered. Oh, y'all not ready? Come on. But the violent, come on, somebody say it. The violent does what? Come on, I can't hear you
the
saying
violent.
That.
Come on.
By force. So tell somebody right where you are. Excuse me if I'm violent. Because I got to take it by force. Please excuse me if I'm aggressively violent because I got to take back my joy. I got to take it by force. I got to take back my peace. I got to take back my self-esteem. Woo! I got to take my son back. I got to take my daughter
come
back.
Come on.
Something happens. I'll push it open. What a prayer until something happened, folk. Are you on? With a prayer and cheer, with a pushy folk.
Come on.
Pray until something happens. My God. I'll push it open. I'll pray it open. Somebody say, I'll pray.
It doesn't matter how big the door,
I'll push it open. Doesn't matter how tall the door, I'll push it open. Doesn't matter how wide the door, I'll push it open.
Now,
that you know you're aggressively violent and you don't mind pushing, you push it open. You have to also realize all you need is a foot in the door because there is power in your foot.
Power.
Come on. I feel a shift right there. I got to put my foot in the door because there's power in my foot.
Woo! Power.
I dare you to lift your foot. Lift your right foot.
Come on, lift it and put it down.
Lift your left foot and put it down. Lift it and put it down. Come on. Lift it up.
Lift it up and put it down.
And every time you lift it and put it down, I need you to give God a crazy praise. Because every time you lift it and put it down, you're stomping on the devil's head. Every time you lift it and put it down, the devil is under your foot. What a praise. Come on, lift it up.
Lift that foot.
And put it down and say, the devil is under.
The devil is under.
Wonder working power in the blood that's percolating through your foot.
Pick them up. Put them down.
And every time you pick it up and put it down, say, in Jesus' name, you are under my foot. Say, Jesus. Thank you for the power. Pick them up.
Thank you.
And put them down and say, sickness, you're under my feet. COVID, you're under my feet. Pick them up.
Come on.
And put it down. And say, pandemic, you're under my foot. Come on.
And now that your foot is on it,
I'm going to say what Monty said. She didn't even know I had this point. Now that your foot is on it, walk on it, y'all.
Put your feet down and walk on it.
Now that your foot is on it, walk on it. All you needed was one foot in the door. Walk on it. One foot.
Walk on it.
In front of the other. One foot.
Come on.
At a time.
One foot.
Right foot.
Left
foot.
Left foot.
Walk.
Come on.
Walk into your territory. Walk.
Yes. Walk.
By faith and not by sight.
Not by sight.
The door is open. Walk into your season. Walk into your season of healing. The door is open.
The door is open.
God told me to tell you. He told me to tell you. Like he told Joshua in Joshua 1:3. He said, I promise you the same thing I promised Moses. Wherever you set foot, Whatever ground you step on will be yours. I came to tell somebody on Radio Land, God is giving you the land. Woo!
Yes,
be careful where you step. Because wherever you step on, God said, I'm giving it to you. Somebody said, I got to be careful. Because if
I got
step
to be careful.
On it, on it, if I step on in, own it. I will own it.
I will.
O-W-N. Step.
Yes.
Step. Somebody step on it. Because God said
step
it, I step on it.
Come on, come on.
Own it with power. Own it with favor. Own it with anointing. Own it with healing.
Yes. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Somebody give God a praise.
Yes.
Praise the motherfucker to God.
Yes.
Because in this season, God has extended.
Yes, he has.
He's extended your territory. And all you will need is one foot.
One foot. Yes.
In the door.
Yes.
Be blessed and live. Woo! Come on and praise him right there.
Yes.
If you are in agreement with this message, come on.
Yes.
If you are in agreement with this message, come on.
Yes. Hallelujah. Help me out. Help me to walk by faith and not by sight.
I heard what the preacher said.
Yes.
All I need is to put at the door of God. Fear is keeping me from taking that first step. Fear is a factor. And I cannot step out by faith. So I need you to help me out.
Yeah.
Come on, Jenkins.
Yes. Yes, Jenkins sister. Sing it, girl. Sing it. Come on.
I've been through this and been through that, and Satan is on the track. Lord, help me out. Help me, help me, help me out. Sitting in here, don't know what to do. Got a light bill, what a bill gets built to. And I'm praying that you'll see me through. I'm trusting and believing you don't need nobody else but you. Oh, 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 oh. And I need you to help me find my way, 'cause I'm struggling in my faith. Help me, help me, help me out. Sitting here crying, feels like dying, dying. Pressure on my back, don't know wrong from right, and need you to help me, save me from this hell. Help me out, help me out.
Help me out, please. Help me out. Help me out.
He will save you today. If you
yes,
do not know the God of open door, my God, let me introduce you to him. His name is Jesus. He will pick you up, turn you around, place your feet on solid ground to the utmost. Jesus, on Christ, hallelujah, the solid rock.
I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
You've tried all other ground. It's sinking sand. How long will you sink? Hallelujah. How long will you sink in sin? How long on the other ground? How long will you sink in fear? How long? All other ground is sinking.
Sinking sand.
How long will you, hallelujah, sink in procrastination? Hallelujah. Doubt, depression, discouragement. How long? All other ground.
Yes.
It's sinking.
Yes.
Sad. Won't you let him in today?
Let him in today.
Open up your heart and let the Lord come in. If you don't know him, just lift your hands right where you are. Even as
come
a backslider, come on, lift your hands and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Ha, Jesus. Lord, I'm a backslider. Save me. Save me. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. But on the third day, early Sunday morning, you got up with all power in your hand. And because you got up, I can get up with that same power. Save me, God. Save me. Oh, save me. Anybody ever had to say, save me? Save me.
Save me.
I surrender all to you. Just as I am, I come without one plea. Save me. I have good news for you. If you pray this prayer, God has saved you. Come on. Heaven is rejoicing over one. Come on. Heaven is rejoicing. Hallelujah. This is the best decision you could ever make in your life.
Ever.
Hallelujah. To know Jesus Christ as your personal savior, to make sure while you're preparing for a pandemic, while you're preparing for a recession, while you're preparing for everything else, you're preparing for his return. Welcome, welcome to the family of God. Come on, Sister Inez, I'm so grateful.
Amen.
I'm grateful.
Yes, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm going to open up the lines and let the people greet the minister, as she did a heck of a job. I decree and declare that all I need is to have one foot in the door. Just one foot. Even if it's my pinky toe, it's still my foot. In the door. All right, y'all?
Hallelujah.
Just a little
yes,
bit.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
All I need is just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just to get to Jesus.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. I'm going to open up the lines and let the people greet the minister, because, I mean, she did a heck of a job, you know, and gave us some tidbits. She gave us some nuggets. She gave us some earthine. I saw earthine. And so I want y'all to greet her. First, I'm gonna mute some people because, you know, if the lines are noisy, I'm gonna let you greet her, and I'm gonna unmute them. So when I call your last four or your telephone number, so you mute your line, and when I call the last four, please unmute yourself, and then go ahead and greet the minister of the hour, Pastor B, with a time to decree. And the last four is 4245. If you have anything you'd like to say to Pastor B, we appreciate you joining us today. 4245 is the last four. If not, just say, I'm listening, and that's fine, too. I received the word. If that's all you're doing today, I received the word. That's fine, too. You have nothing to say. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Amen. The last four, 0179, that is Pastor Carolyn. She may not be able to say anything, but she can just say thank you, thank you, thank you as you prayed for those people who are sick and afflicted, but she joined us anyway, 0179. If you want to say anything, your line is open.
Amen.
You want to greet the minister of the day?
Hallelujah. And praise the Lord.
Amen.
You always have a word to decree. Keep on decreeing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God be
hallelujah.
The glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Just one foot in the dough. God
one
is
foot.
Faithful.
Yes.
God is
hallelujah.
So faithful. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Thank you. You
hallelujah.
Take care of yourself, Reverend Carolyn. Thank you.
Yes.
And then we have 0194, if you want to unmute your line and greet the minister today. Because I know she touched me. Yes, yes. 0194, if you want to say anything. Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen. Yes. The last four is 8999. If you want to say anything to Pastor B, 8999, the last four. Yes. Or if you just listen and enjoyed her message for the day, because, she brought it. She didn't bring it. She brang it. She brought it. She brung it. She brang it. You, anything, wherever you're from, you can say how you want to. As Sister Carolyn says, in the dough, D-O, one foot in the dough, as she said. Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen. Then we have 1400, if you'd like to greet the minister or you just listen, we appreciate you joining us today. 1400, your line is open if you want to say anything.
Praise God,
yes.
Hallelujah. What a word,
God,
yes. Mother. Amen. This is the minister. What a word. I got my foot in that door, and I'm going to put it down. What a powerful word. Thank God. It's very good.
Yes.
Got my foot in the door.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Foot in the door.
Thank you, Jesus. Foot in the door. And my foot can get in, and my body going to follow. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
You know what? It's nothing like having your mother behind you. But she's going to be there to push you through the dough. As long as you got that one foot in the dough, she's going to push you through the dough. Because on her prayer, on her knees and everything else, if it wasn't for mother who was there for us, to have us, to be beside us, behind us, around us, to have
thank
a foot
God.
In the dough. Yes.
Thank you,
Mother.
Thank you.
The foot in the dough.
Thank you.
I decree and declare
thank
that all I need is a
declare.
Foot in the door. Yes. Everything else will come through.
Just
a foot. As a woman with the issue, all I need to do is touch the hem of his garment. I don't care what I can do. All I need to do is touch the hem of the garment, and I'm in there like swimwear. Yes,
Hallelujah.
I'm in there. All I need is that touch. That
touch.
If I get the toe, pinky toe, the next two toes, the next three toes, four toes, just the foot. You know, if you don't see my knee in there, my foot is in there. I know I'm in there with Jesus because he's got my back. I spoke on that
got
one day. He's got your back. If you don't have
got
nothing else,
back.
He's got your back. But if you just get the foot in the dough. You can reach your hand around. You can reach your hand around and bring the rest of your body in. But just to have that foot in the door. Not much else, but that foot. Then you can bring your heart. And you can bring the rest of your body in. But that foot. Because that foot can hold that door open. That shoulder can push it open. That hand could hold it and press it. I'm here. I'm here for you,
yes.
Lord. I am here. But that foot,
yes,
in the door, that foot
in
the door. And you need to pray, like
yes.
you said, push,
bless
push.
Pray your name. Bless your name.
Push that foot in. Pray that something happens.
Bless your name.
Yeah, come on, let's get
bless
going.
Your name.
Do I need to,
bless
do
your
I
name.
Need to have a praise dance?
Bless
do, I
your name.
To, do I need to have a little praise dance? Come on, y'all. Let's get some praise dance.
I think
wow.
they're ready. I think
yeah.
they're ready.
It's a little praise dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Come on. Give them a foot in the door. Praise.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Let's
come on.
Yeah.
pray mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. Who's praying for increase?
Yeah.
Ah!
Yes,
come
yes,
on,
Lord Jesus, me.
Come on.
I need increase,
come on,
Lord Jesus.
Me,
I need increase.
Hallelujah.
Increase. Yes. Yes. Pastor B, for praying for that increase as we get our foot in the door. That's all I need is a foot in the door. And we're going to do like we do at church. We have church announcements. July the 12th, Tuesday, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. He says, she says, part two, what do you hear? July the 14th, we have the View of the Kingdom from Pine Bluff, Arkansas at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Coming to us on that Thursday, and later on that Thursday we have Keeping It Real with Sergeant Parks out of Yakima, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Then Thursday we have Third Sunday Service with Reverend Carolyn Williamson. She's on the line with us, but she thinks that she might have COVID, so we want prayers to go out for her for the increase, to increase her health. and that she would be able to come to us on Sunday and at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, out of Yakima, Washington. And you know how the people always say, always be ready because I may call somebody to speak in her stead. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And November 12th through the 13th, the Women on Fire Conference through the Raw Power Ministry in Pine Bluff, Arkansas as well. And that is a Saturday and a Sunday, coming to us at 9 a.m. on both days, Central Standard Time, and that is at 2900 West 6th Street. So y'all need to come out and prepare for Women on Fire. But, yes, there will be men speaking as well. So anybody in the area during that time, if you want to fly to that area, again, that's November 12th and 13th, the Women on Fire Conference out of Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And then we also want to support Reverend Ronnie Marshall with his Don't Turn Away from God album. It's on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, and all other music media. So let's buy his album. And he also has a video out for the title song, Don't Turn Away from God. So please, please, please patronize him and buy his music, as he's always out there with us in the background listening and helping us along as well. And if you want to keep Let's Do It Radio on the air, you can donate to Cash App at $LetsDoItRadio. That's $LetsDoItRadio. I got a Cash App tag for that. Or on Venmo to me at Miss Inez. And it's at Ms. MZ-INEZ or through Zelle. And if you have a topic you'd like to discuss, let's talk about it. You can email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. You might have something that's burning on your heart or on your chest. So let's get it out there. And don't forget to share all of your information that I send to you on your social media platforms. And you can also listen to any of the previous episodes. You can listen to this again. I decree and declare that all I need is a foot in the door, taken from Deuteronomy 11, 24, Joshua 1 through 3, and 1 Corinthians, I don't have, let me see, I do have that, 1 Corinthians 16:9, just having a foot in the door, just to even peek through what God has for you, just a foot in the door is all I need, it's all I need. And so after this episode is done, you can give it a few minutes and you can upload it and listen to it and share it with all your peeps and on your social media, and any episode really that's out there, you can upload and listen. And you know what? I have been your hostess for the evening, along with Pastor B, also known as Pastor Beatrice Jenkins, with A Time to Decree out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And man, she has burned a hole in our hearts. Yes, Lord, and it's nice to have her mother here with us, as well as everybody else who has joined in. And I just really miss her because she is on fire for the Lord. She's on fire for God. She's on fire for all of us, helping, trying to help us get into the kingdom. So y'all need to listen to her. You can follow her on Facebook under Beatrice Jenkins, and she's out there. I saw, like I said, I saw her walking on water. I think she was in the ocean, but hey, it doesn't matter. She looks like she was walking on the water. So I have enjoyed each and every one of you this evening, broadcasting to you worldwide. I am Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Style Co Designs. You can check me out on Facebook and Instagram under ANAISEBALCOUR. And I want you all to give praises to Pastor B as she closes us out, as you bow your head and she closes us out in prayer. Amen. Please close us out in prayer.
Thank you again. Thank you so much again for the opportunity.
Amen.
History, amen, on Let's Do It Radio. Thank you again for being such a host. Thank for all the listeners, my mother, brothers. I don't know who all is attending or who's listening. I pray you were blessed. Amen. As she stated, every Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are decreeing and declaring Facebook Live. Amen. Please join us every Thursday. We're so grateful for what God is doing. There are some other things that's coming up that we're excited about announcing. So you want to tune in and see what God is doing. As we bow our head in prayer, Lord, you again. Thank you for your faithfulness to us. Thank you for your presence on broadcast. Thank you, God. Many of us came tired. Many of us came with troubled hearts. Many of us came, God, burdened, God, came with fears and anxieties. But we thank you, God, that it's all washed away, God. Thank you because through this word, hallelujah, you have given us the faith to put one foot, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you that we're not leaving the way we came in Jesus' name.
Not.
Hallelujah. May the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide now, henceforth, and forevermore.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that prayer as we close out today. And join us again on Tuesday evening with Miss Inez Says. Let's talk about it. Have a blessed weekend. Stay safe. And for those of you who are sick with COVID, please, please, please get your rest. Go to the doctor. I had it. I didn't have it as severe, but I just thank God for allowing me to get me through it. And I just really pray for those who have it, because it is no joke. I mean, I've talked to a friend, and she has it. Sister Williamson has it. So please, please, please stay safe, mask up, because, you know, you never know who might have COVID, who doesn't have COVID, but you know your health. So please, please, please put your hand in God's hand and stay safe as we close out today. Amen. Thank you. I decree and declare that all I need is a foot in the door. Amen.